Right. Good evening. Shkoyach, Arav Shadmi, for asking me to speak here. I would like to speak about the halacha. There's one specific halacha about when before we make our three steps back after the end of Shemini Esrei, we, like I was written on the heading, we all turn back. Yeah, we all turn back. We look for something there. So before I go into the halacha, some of us do, some of us don't. Yeah, but those, if you look around, you notice a lot of us turn back, turn around. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We don't always do that. Only by here we seem to. But before I start, I want to say two things. I had a brother-in-law staying with us from America over Yom Tov, and he was talking about Manchester, and he's not from Manchester. He said, he's quite impressed a lot of things in Manchester. He's noticed there's a lot of the Yerushalayim, the people are Elach, more than where he comes from there. And one of the things he pointed out was that where he comes from in America, he never noticed, no one turns around, no one does this thing turning around. And he noticed a lot of people by the button and Goliath, all the same, all turn around there. So he was quite impressed in that Nakuda. And another thing is, sorry?
Turns around,
disturbing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, there's another thing as well. There's 17 years ago, there's a story. I know this story from first hand. There was a family from Bnei Brak. They went to Yerushalayim for, and it was in the summer holiday. They went to Yerushalayim, you know, for a day trip, but they went to the Kaisel. And the father with them, the Kaisel spent some time there, and the whole family already waiting outside for the bus. You know, the number two bus there, and they're waiting for the husband, and he's not coming. And then eventually he came. You know, they missed, I don't know how many buses, and he came. And I said, what was the delay? What's going on? So he said, what can I do? I finished, but the guy behind me was still in the Shemini Esrei. I couldn't make it. He said, Shalom, I'm so sorry, everything. Okay, fine. And soon after that, they heard that the number two bus, one of the number two buses, was the one that they missed and that was bombed. You know, there were the 22 people never who were killed. That was one of the buses they had missed. So even though these are small halachas, they look like simple halachas, but basically it's halachas. And if a person can be medakdek, then it's very important. Why not? Otherwise, a person should try to be medakdek. So to start off, as the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says a story. The Gemara in Brachas daf chav zayin, Rav ikle lebei gniva. Rav was in somebody's house, Bnei Gniva's house, v'tzalyani David. And the Gemara says, v'have a matzli Rav Yirmi Ba'aba la'achayre de Rav. And Rav Yirmi Ba'aba, there was another Amora, he was davening behind him. Yeah. V'siyim Rav, and Rav finished Moines, he finished davening, v'loi poske l'tzlusei de Rav Yirmi. And he did it, he wasn't mafsik Rav Yirmi's davening. What does it mean? He wasn't mafsik Rav Yirmi's davening. So the Gemara says on that, Shema mino, ose la'avri k'neged ha'mespaladin. A person is not allowed to walk past somebody who's davening. Just like there, the story was that he never finished his davening, and he was poske letzluse, and walking into the person behind him. So that's the halacha shuchnach paskans. Simakov bay sif dal shuchnach said this. Also laver kenegla mispalelin betoich arba amas. A person is not allowed to walk past. If you see somebody davening from Esra, you're not allowed to walk past. You're not allowed to walk in front of him past. Within his dalat amas, from where he's standing. So that's the halacha of walking past. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, the Beis Yosef explains that similarly, if you're not allowed to walk past, where does this halacha come from? It comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Rav never made oisah shalom. So similarly, says the Shulchan Aruch, sif hei im hishlim tfilasoi, if somebody finished davening, v'hoi adam achem mispalel acharav, and if somebody else davening behind him, also if he's still davening, also if soy ashalish psiyos achigmim yishachav esat tfilasoi, a person is not allowed to make his three steps back until the person behind him finishes davening. Why? Because Shemiah says that, because a person does do it, that's the problem, that's the halacha of walking past a mispalel. A person not, so just like you're not allowed to walk past a mispalel, similarly you're not allowed to do Yoseh Shalom. It's the same thing, it's part of the halacha of walking past a mispalel. Right? Right? We'll go into a bit more of the details over there soon. Right? So that's the halacha. That's the halacha. Psuka, a person. Now we understand why we all turn around, or whatever. Some of us turn around because we want to make sure there's no one behind us. Davening Shemini Esrei, right? Because if he is, then we can't do our Yoseh Shalom. So that's directly in front. What about the sides? So now this really gets a little bit more grey areas over there. directly in front, it's klar, it's also Medina, the Gemara, there's no question about it. From the sides, right, in other words, the sides, without excluding his front, directly in front of him, so the Ben Yonah says, the sides is not Issa. It's only Keneged, the Gemara says Keneged on his follow, only completely opposite, directly opposite, but not from the sides. Lish didn't Elliot, Lish didn't Ben Yonah. There's no prompts from the sides.
Okay.
Sorry?
Half of him.
Half of him. No, in front is front. If a person's like this, and you're over there, but you're in front, so you're in front of him. Yeah, that's still part of the problem. Yeah. But if you're on the side, we'll see soon, there's ways out. But if you're on the side, completely on the side, then that's the Ben Yonah says, not a problem. Comes along the Mogen Avraham, and Eli Rabbah says, as a Ladina, like the Ben Yonah, the sides, there's no problem at all on the sides, all the way around, there's no problem at all. Comes along the Mogen Avraham, and Avraham says, no, the sides don't mean his sides from here, all the way around. The sides only mean from behind him along the sides. In other words, his sides is from behind where my hands are. That's what sides are. But in front, it's all part of connected. It's all part of in front. Zehal the Mogen Avraham. Right? Again, so the Filia de Rabba, it's only here. So it's much more smaller. The Issa. Once you go along the sides, don't worry about it at all. The Filia de Mogen Avraham, no. The sides will go up until there. In other words, it's going to end up being a circle shape. I've made this a few copies. It might be a bit easier to follow exactly. If you want to...
Not so
computerized, not up to date, but didn't have time to do properly. It's like upon him.
You're standing behind him.
Oh, it's like, if you're standing, if you mean if you're standing in front of him,
and you go left.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll see. So that's it. So again, the feed Eli Rabba, the feed Eli Rabba, this is only direct. Feed Mogen Avraham, this is up until here.
Go
back directly, exactly, yeah? Or similarly, if you're standing there and going into him like that, also.
No.
To go out, okay, we'll talk about out. Like upon him. Into, that's it. Feed Mogen Avraham. That's right, exactly. Feed Mogen Avraham, this whole area of Dalai Damas all around him is a problem. If you remember, what's the halacha? So Mishnah Berurah says, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is the Efshad Yeshul Hakel b'Mokem Adchak. Person can be makel b'Mokem Adchak. What's called Mokem Adchak? So the Poskim say Mokem Adchak is any tzurich. In other words, the sides. If your person's got tzurich to go out for any reason, whatever it is, he's got any little thing. He's in the bathroom. That's even more of a heter, even a stronger bet. But even if not bathroom, sorry. No, not for all of them. We're talking about the sides. The sides, yes. So the sides, there's no problem. As long as there's a tzorech, Mishnah Berurah seems to be taking on. Mishnah Berurah says, la'alocha. If there's no tzorech at all, you just want to walk up and down, you come for this thing, this little thing. No, person has to medakdak, should better be medakdak at tchila, to stay, wait until you think, this is all around thing. Even if the person behind him starts after he's davened, he still have to wait. He's got rice daven, he's in shul like you are, he's not mechuyav dafka to daven exactly when everybody starts, so it also be part of the issa. Now, we'll go into the kulas, but that's the general rule. There's another Chumrah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Zohar, and I wrote it down in the diagrams, that the Zohar says, this is all around him, his whole circumference, all around him, is this thing. It's a Chumrah of a person, if a person sees others on the Dagdag, he should understand where it's coming from. So the feed of Zohar, it's all around, the feed of Mishnah Berurah, the feed of Mogen Avraham, it's everything in front, the feed of Eli Rabba, it's right there, only directly in front. What's this is? What's the time is? So you already mentioned because of disturbing. You also mentioned something was mentioned because of disturbing. So Mishnah Berurah brings, there's two tamim. Well, number one, Mepinishim Mavatal Kavanosa Elidezeh. He's disturbing him, right? Disturbing him. And number two, Bechai Odom Kosovat Tam Mepinishim Mafsik Bein Amaspala LaHashchina. The second reason is because when he mispalat the shchina, person when he davens, the shchina is befanov, and you've got no rights to come into his thing. What's an afkimina? So Mishnah Berurah brings.
Because
you're going in. The truth is, I know. It bothers me that your problem as well. It also bothers me when your person's Damash Menestra and the guy in front of me looking again and again and again. Let's say you've lost. You can't. It makes you nervous. So you can't concentrate anymore. Yeah. Anachama. Yeah. I don't have a chance to go into it. But what it seems that's the halacha. I don't understand. But the man said that's the halacha. And also as well, our minds are so wild. People walk up and down, doesn't even bother us that much. It's not the end of the world. We're so used to everything. And so, but kaponazishtin halacha. Okay, I didn't go into it. The kaponazishtin halacha. That's the thing. Now what's the time? So we just said two times. So the mishnah brura, be halacha nafkemina. What happens if he's got his talis over his head? Or if his eyes are closed. A lot of people daven with and say, a lot of people have eyes are closed. Yesh for yesh. We know this is people both. So if his eyes are closed. So if the time is because disturbing, no one's disturbing me here. You can't see what's going on. If the time is because shchina, it's still a prayer. Says the Pasuk, the Buchacha and the Orach HaShulchan, they both say like this. What happens if a person's got in front of him like this sort of thing, right? It's 10 tefachim high and dollar tefachim. I don't know about desk because there's no mechitza because there's a hole below. But this is a proper mechitza, 10 tefachim high. So he says, disturbing still disturbs. Mishnah Berurah says that it's still called disturbing. So therefore, if I'm doing like this and my eyes are open, you can't walk, you can't out walk with them because I can still disturb him. But the time of the shechina doesn't apply anymore because it's already a new kid. It's like a new room. This is a mechitza of seconds. There's no, the shechina doesn't go further anyway. So what would be if I'm davening like this in front of this and my eyes are closed? So you've got both time and both time don't apply anymore, right? So it's mutter. And it's mutter. So this is 10 tefachim, but there's no wall. There's no wall. It has to be a mechitz of 10 tefachim. It's a shtender. So to do it, like such a shtender, no problem, yeah? No, it's still a problem. It's a problem. It's still a problem because there's a massive, because the hole, yeah. From the floor. And it's a wall, like the old Mishnah. The Shtend itself is 10 tefachim high. The Shtend itself is 10 tefachim high. No, it's not normally 10 tefachim. Table ones aren't so high. Table ones are not so high. No. It's not so. Yeah. Somebody told me that, so I was told that in Gates of Shiva Gdola, they've got the new desks over there, they've got long desks, and they've got in front of them a wall. When they built it, and purpose did it in order they should be able to take away this problem. Because then it becomes taka machisim of seconds, and if the bacha is doubling with eyes closed. That's exactly. No, because at the end of the day, the Metziah says I'm disturbed. Yeah, Nechem is a good child. What's the longest of good achas? But the Metziah says I'm disturbed. The Metziah, I can see people coming down. No, Nechem, you don't need that. Even without the good achas. This itself is ready enough. Is there anything else? No, there's no good achas here, because you've got to have a wall. What, a tiny bit? It's not good enough. Or just this amount. You don't say, I don't say good achas, a small amount. You need a bit bigger for good achas. I don't want to deal him all the protein, but you need, it's not, I don't think it's good achas. No. Oh, okay. If I have a chance, we'll go into that. So, Kapodim, that's the first kula. First kula is, if it's a mechitzah of sekes, and the person's eyes are closed, there's no issa whatsoever. Does not apply. Because we don't have. Yeah. So the seats, how far down does that wall go? If there's three tefachim below already, I think that's already a problem. Gideon Boykin boy is a problem. You know what I mean? I know one bit of Meredosh, they've got a bar there. They put a bar there, and the taka helps out. Yeah. Chad is what is 4 amas? Right? So we think 4 amas. So this is 4 amas. 4 amas, the smaller share, Chaim Noah's share, is 1.96 meters. Right? This is 4 amas, right? I don't work in inches. I'm from the newer generation. 1 point, right? This is a lot. This is a smaller shear. Yeah. I was told that it's not so partial. You don't have to. There are those which are machmir, like the Chazanish's shear, and that's even more. That's 2.3, right? So it's quite a lot. And if we're saying that it's all the way around, then it's quite a lot. Basically, he's taking up the whole shul, right? So, in other words, a person, it's not such a small thing. It is like it's quite a big. A person has to use his mashai with this thing. As long as he feels, yeah, this is, I'm out of the Daladamas, way out of the Daladamas, there's no problem. If he's not sure and he thinks he's in, he should better, as well as taught. If he thinks he's in, he should not do it. Now, what happens if he's out of the Daladamas, he feels he's, but if he did, when he does the Isa Shalom, he's going to go into it. Right, it's a problem, it's Asa. So what's the Itzah? They bring from the Chazanish, very simple, go along the side. It'll kula Amma, you're allowed to do that, as long as you're not going along even his side, as long as you're just walking along the side, there's not. Or it brings the Mishnah Berurah is Mavur, that the three steps that you make, even though the Katkhila has to be Eikah B'tzad HaGoyel, it has to be the proper steps, but a person, if he thinks making small steps will help, he's allowed to also make small steps. But all without the Daladamas, he's not allowed to go inside. He's not allowed to go inside.
So he's coming from there, he's coming from that.
Yeah. If he's already there, when he sits where you're sitting, it's no good. Ready within Daladamas. Yeah. Yeah, that's those two Eitzes. Now, if he's inside the Daladamas, then Enechama, if there's a Tzorech, so if he's on the sides, any Tzorech is Beseda. If he's right in front, he has to stay there, he has to stay and wait till the first event. No, because he's not allowed to move, you've got to stay where you are if you're in it. If you're inside there ready. If you're in, because you're not allowed to walk around his Daladamas directly ahead of him. You're not allowed to walk there. And if you're in there, you got to just stay there. You can't move. But only, if you're not inside the Daladamas yet. But if you're in it already, then.
No entry.
That's right. Anyway, if you're in it, then you're stuck. You can't move. Yeah. You can't move. But. So 1 minute. Now, here, Let's say, let's say. If your legs hurt. Okay, that's the loss of sitting. Sitting also can't. That's an earlier simon. You can't sit. That's a different problem with sitting. If your legs hurt, there's aids there. Bring from Bram Kanievsky. If your legs hurt, you don't have to stand like as if you're Middle Shemanesser. You can stand like this. You can stand like you stand normally. There's no need to stand like you're standing. But sitting down, you've got the other problem. Sitting down, there's different halachas about. The Mechaber says, Yesh Mishayim Hashim HaYoyshe B'tzad Mespalal Chalosh Muta. Okay, it's other protein. I'm talking about Mitzad, only Mitzad going back. Isa Shalom. Another few interesting things is like this, and this is a lot of people talk about this one. What happens if there's a guy davening right by the door and he's blocking the whole way? Right, he comes, he doesn't think. Okay. So let's forget about if he's thinking or not thinking. Let's leave him out of the picture. But the question is, what can I do? I'm allowed to have to. So the poskim say this. They bring from the Marasham brings. He says this. The halach is that if a mess dies. Where he dies, he's cleaning that mokum for his kvura. That's the halach. But what happens if he dies in a Rishus HaRabim? So if you bury him there, you're going to disturb the Rishus HaRabim. So halach is, he doesn't ask the Rishus HaRabim, and you've got to move him somewhere and bury him somewhere else. Says the Maharsham, the same thing as this. He's got no right to ask the place where the shul is meant for corridor. A place which is meant for ma'avah, he's got no right to. So even with the Talmud, he has no rights to do that. He's got no rights to do that. One more interesting halacha is this. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed sometimes, in fact, the more the asra of the shul, it doesn't turn around. A lot of times you find, it's just like a shul. Okay, so it's a big shul. But sometimes it's a packed out shul and the davening right to him, he just doesn't jump. Why? Is there any heter? Yes. The more the asra does not need to turn around, the rav, whatever he is, doesn't need to turn around. A rav that the chazan waits until he finishes from an asra. It doesn't matter whoever it is, a rabbi, whoever it is, if he's allowed without. Why? Because Tirchid Tzibura, the Rosh Hashanah says, Tirchid Tzibura, well, he's going to make an ebb. If he wants, he can bang and he can say he can start. But without, if he doesn't want to do that, he doesn't have to do that, and he's allowed to do Isa Shalom without having to turn around. Shkoyah.